We continue to pray for the areas of sin in our county. Today it's based on lust. It is the next category, and they measured it under five different focuses. They studied adult entertainment establishments per capita, erotic and burlesque events per capita, and Google search index for XXX entertainment. Jesus addresses this problem in 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. We are going to pray that these particular three things regarding the physical establishments, immoral events, and online harlotry, the ones responsible for tempting the public to sin, the people who visit these places, and for the victims of sexual trafficking or who succumb to this line of work. The good news is two of the four cities went down and one stayed the same and one only went up 1 point. San Bernardino was 101, is 101, was 99, Rancho is 106, was 107, Ontario stayed at 140, Fontana ranked 145, down from 141 out of 182. This is pretty good. So we aren't in the high numbers for our county. Thank you, Jesus. However, we still need to pray. So Father, we lift up these places. We repent on behalf of everyone who participates in these sins. We pray that you would bring upon them a sense of fear of God, that they would see sexual immorality is not of you, and that they are in danger of harming themselves and others and going to jail and having being punished for these actions. We pray for those that are being prostituted, not by choice. We pray, God, that they are able to be delivered from these places. We ask, God, for more law enforcement that will be able to punish those doing it illegally, that they would have the power and the backing and the support to actually get these criminals and put them away. And it would put the fear of God from them doing it again, and they would seek other things to do that are healthy. For less adult entertainment establishments replaced with healthy businesses, we pray that they are closed, that they go out of business so that other things would have to come into place. We pray for people who own will get saved and change their businesses and delivered. People attending these places on ground or online would be convicted and delivered and set free from these bondages. You came to set the captives free and deliver those who are bound. For those who are victims from sex trafficking would be found. We thank you for the many operations that our county has participated in and have found a lot of perpetrators online and on ground. We thank you for that. We thank you that they found a lot of children. We pray that they are found, counseled, healed, released, and that they would find new edifying work. And those who have succumbed to this type of work for money will see not only its long-term damage to multitudes, but they would be set free from it and find better ways to make money and for perpetrators to get harsher penalties more than those that are prostituted. We thank you and praise you, Lord. This sin has not new. It has been around for a long time, but God, we still ask for a mighty work of you and declare our cities will be free from this type of stuff in the mighty name of Jesus.